bankruptcy attorney out of Los Angeles, of course, published author, Changing Your Financial Destiny. How's it going?
Very good. Good to be here. I've looked forward to being here all week.
Yeah. Good seeing you, David. David R. Hagen.
Yeah, we got to make sure of that. It's got the R in there. Well, you know, first off, it's always a pleasure to talk to you because especially in this world of, well, let's just say our economy and how people handle their finances, we want to obviously get people on the right track. And sometimes you get sidetracked in this thing we call life. But and when that happens, sometimes we need someone like you to come to our help, to our aid. Right?
Bad stuff happens. You know, people don't plan for it. But divorces happen. Job losses happen. Medical problems that are uninsured, they happen. No one plans for that kind of stuff. And that's why the bankruptcy laws are there, for good people who have bad things happen to them.
God, Abraham Lincoln comes to my mind right now. Huh?
A lot of so many people. Lincoln, you know, actors. All sorts of people. In fact, just the last week, 50 Cent.
Yeah, I saw that.
Rapper, you know,
he had no choice.
Chapter 11, apparently it was alleged that he did some bad stuff and a judgment came down against him. But, you know, all sorts of people have filed. Kim Basinger filed bankruptcy when she had a judgment come down against her that was large and she couldn't cover. So all sorts of different people filing bankruptcy for different reasons over the years.
Well, first of all, the title of the book, Changing Your Financial Destiny, pretty interesting. Tell us a little bit about the book and how people can really follow along and almost treat it as a guide, in my opinion.
Well, you know, people always ask me, you know, how do I know if I'm in financial trouble? Can I talk to you about that? And we have people come in all the time in the office and we spend an hour with them. But I thought that if I put some ideas in a book, how do I know if I'm in financial trouble? Mm-hmm. People could read the book and it would get them starting to think about some of the things that you know, that they could consider. So that's why we put the book together. I put out six separate things that people should think about. No one concept will carry the day, but different things that people should think about when they're saying or considering, gee, am I in trouble? For example, if someone has unsecured debt that's equal to their annual salary, chances are they're in trouble. They need to sit down and talk with one of their counselors. Hmm. And I see that a lot. I see people with unsecured debt, and by that I mean credit cards and unsecured loans, 2, 3, 4 times their annual income. Well, that's someone whose financial house is crumbling from within, and they don't even realize it.
Hmm.
So they sit down with us, and we say, well, here's some things to think about.
Interesting.
You know, and we don't carry the day. Someone shouldn't go talk just to a bankruptcy attorney about whether they're in financial trouble. Mm-hmm. They need to get a bankruptcy attorney's advice, maybe some spiritual advisor that they talk to, maybe an uncle or a family friend. They need to consider the input from all those people when determining whether they really need to do something dramatic to change their, you know, their financial course.
I mean, obviously there's different options and roads to choose from. I mean, I wouldn't even know where to begin. I mean, as far as filing bankruptcy, there's all different styles, different types to file, correct? And it fits the different types of situations.
Maybe our audience might just want to Google or go to David R.'s website.
Yeah, yeah. Personally. Actually, yeah, let's throw that out there. forbankruptcy.com out of Los Angeles. But I mean, talk about some of the, you know, the different options that people might have. I mean, honestly, when you get to a certain point, you might need to go that route.
Well, in the book, you know, I identify 5 or 6 different things that people might do to fix these financial issues. Only 2 of them are bankruptcy, frankly.
Mm-hmm.
So we lay this array of options out for people and help them to decide what might be best for them. For example, for some people, it's better to try and settle debt. Mm-hmm. To offer cash settlements. That's if the debt's delinquent and if they have assets that could be a problem in a bankruptcy. So we talk to them about settling the debt. Now, that needs to be done in conjunction with an accountant because there can be tax issues. And it needs to be done in conjunction usually with a lawyer because there's some legal issues like is the settlement broad enough so you don't have to worry about these people anymore? But for some people, that's the right decision. Fully half of the people that we sit down with, we advise them not to file or they don't utilize our services. We said, look, there's a better way to deal with this short of bankruptcy, which is the most extreme and well, sometimes mostly efficient way to go. But there are other ways to do it besides just bankruptcy.
I hear what you're saying.
You know, so we give people the broadest array of options. And like I said, there's six of those options in the book. And that's why we put it all in there, to get people thinking before they even talk to their, you know, whoever their advisors and counselors are.
Changing Your Financial Destiny, David R. Hagen, H-A-G-E-N.
You know, people might have the idea, or this, they might throw a stigma on the word bankruptcy as it being very negative, and gosh, I can't go that route. Oh my gosh, I can't file bankruptcy. I'm cheating this person, or I'm going to get away with this. But, you know, shed some light on why it's not really a bad thing, and that, you know, it's part of possibly the equation, and it's not like it's some weird or random thing. I mean, honestly, it's something that we might need to, you know, access one day.
Well, it, you know, it's a right that the framers of the U.S. Constitution wanted to have available. They understood the consequences of long-term debt. Mm-hmm. That's bad for a society. On a microeconomic level, someone might feel like, oh, I'm getting away with this, or this is a bad thing. If you look at the macroeconomic view, it's taking people that are hopelessly mired in debt, getting rid of that debt, and getting them back into producing towards the gross national product to get them productive so they can take care of themselves and their family again.
Right.
So for the right person, it's the absolute right move. But that's the biggest decision that we help people with when we sit down with them. Is this the right move for me? Sometimes it's pretty obvious.
I mean, in business, some people just, you know, I mean, not some. I mean, I'm sure a good majority of people, we all make bad decisions at some point, and we try to, unfortunately, those decisions might put us in a certain bind, and, you know, it is what it is.
Oh, I mean, absolutely. During the recession, so many people wanted to stay in their house that was so upside down.
Oh, no.
And we were saying, look it, take out the trash. Let's get rid of that house. And they stayed in it, and they kept paying, and they were upside down, and boom, boom, boom. And it drove down the economy even further. They stayed in that property way longer than they should have. Their recovery was put off a whole bunch of years. And most of them weren't able to make those pieces of property work ultimately in the long run. So, you know, it makes sense sometimes to just absolutely take out the trash and start fresh. Let's get that person happy and productive again so that they can take care of themselves and their family. Sometimes it doesn't work out. Golly, over the years, you know, 25, whatever years we've been doing this, we've had three people who have killed themselves.
Wow.
Killing themselves over debt. Now, those are people whose values are out of alignment. And we're not mental health professionals, but there are some people that can't get on the fresh start train and get their hands around it. And that's
a scary situation.
That's sad,
oh my gosh.
You know? I mean, this is serious stuff. You know, divorces and medical problems. And a lot of times those things get better once we give people two or three tools to clean this stuff up. But sometimes they just can't get their head around it. And it's tragic.
There's options out there, people. And obviously, it's not going to happen overnight, but it's a process, and there's obviously these great opportunities and options that we are allowed now to have. And talk about, obviously, you practice bankruptcy almost exclusively for, you know, totally. I mean, there's some different things out there. So, like, we'll throw out, like, creditor issues and student loans and credit card debt, medical bills, tax debt. I mean, the list go on and on. There's a lot of issues out there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, it 10 years ago, the issue was credit card debt, all-time historic amounts of credit card debt. And people were trying to repay this debt at, you know, 19, 20, 21%. That's suicide. That's financial suicide. It's terrible. The interesting thing that's happening now is that for the first time in history, the total amount of student loan debt exceeds the total amount of credit card debt.
Wow,
that's crazy.
And those student loans are non-dischargeable, and there's no statute of limitation on many of those. So people are struggling. Kids coming out of school, $100,000, $200,000 in debt, non-dischargeable, going to follow them for the rest of their life, and there's not much they can do other than
pay it.
Well, pay it or leave town.
And man.
Right? That's not a good social policy. I've actually had clients that have left town because they didn't have the beginnings of the ability to pay that debt.
Mm. Now, when you say left town, leave the country?
The country. I had someone send me a box of Swiss chocolates. I didn't advise them to leave the country, but they sent me Swiss chocolates. They said, you know, it turns out it's kind of nice over here. And I said, well, when you coming back? He finished his medical degree. I said, when you coming back? He said, I don't know if I will now. And that's, you know, that's too bad. That's an extreme remedy to walk out on the country. That's tough. Mm-hmm. That's really tough. But for some people, I guess it makes sense.
Staying alive.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, again, reminding all of our listeners of your great book here, Changing Your Financial Destiny, authored by David R. Hagen himself here in studio here with us and hanging out, talking about these issues that obviously have come up for, I'm sure, many people around the country and world. Donald Trump, he comes to mind. He's filed a few times.
Oh, absolutely. Well, his entities have filed, but absolutely. Yeah. And now he's running around the country saying he's worth $7 billion or $10 billion or whatever billion he's worth this week. You know,
let's not get political here, guys.
I'm not going to get political.
Not at all.
Now, as far as the book, where is that? Where can you find the book?
Well, the book's for sale on Amazon.
Okay.
So people can go to Amazon. I think we sell for like $10.
Yeah.
Or people can call our office in Woodland Hills. You know, we'll get one out to you. It's not so much how many books we can sell, but how much can we get the message out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I encourage people, if they get their hands on the book, read it. Internalize it, give it to a friend.
Yeah.
Because we want to get the message out. It's about cleaning up, you know, it's about determining whether there's a financial problem, looking at ways to fix it, and then the book also has a third part to it, which is, all right, you're at ground level, you're zero. How do you move ahead successfully now? And it talks about compounding interest and putting yourself on a, you know, spending plan, not a budget. Because if you're on a budget, it's like a diet, you don't want to be on it. But a spending plan, well, that sounds something like I want to move forward on. So there's really three parts to the book,
yeah.
And we just want to get the message out.
I love it. I think it's a great read. It's an easy read, by the way, and I want to emphasize that for people. It's like just over 80 pages.
Over 80 pages.
Easy to read.
I want someone to get through this in a night or two.
You know,
you don't need a big old book that talks about stocks and bonds and
right.
retirement and blah, blah. Simple, 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 so that someone can internalize it right away and start tomorrow on this plan.
Yeah, well,
I just want to say thank you for coming in studio.
Yeah, it's very
with us.
Informative,
nice.
You know. We're always having fun here, talking golf, talking sports, and everything else in between. We do talk about the economy a little bit here and there, and, you know, this is an issue that I think people can really relate to.